Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Talus Bay Players board members, Sue Duncan and Donna Thomas. How are you today?
Just great, Kevin.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, glad to have you on to talk about a special event coming up. Now, normally we talk about, the upcoming production, but we're going to talk about something a little different. You guys are putting on, a workshop, a couple of days of workshops, right?
We are. It's called the CTAM, Community Theater Association of Michigan Spring Conference, and we are hosting for the first time ever.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, now it sounds big, so what are we talking about here? Is it other playhouses coming together? How does this work? What are we talking about here?
That's exactly what it is. Other theater houses from the state of Michigan come to one location and experience workshops and listen to very experienced workshop leaders giving them tips and all kinds of new ideas on what they can use within their own theater.
Very nice. It's called Community Theater in Our Community. It's a Friday and Saturday, May 13th and 14th. This looks like all-day events, right?
It is. It is.
Saturday
is an all-day event.
Saturday's all day. Well, let's talk about what's going to be happening. Start with Friday. What's happening on Friday?
Well, Friday night is kind of my corner of the pie here. We're having a meet and greet out at Wits End, and there's going to be some delicious heavy hors d'oeuvres that have been provided so generously by a number of different places in our community, and people are going to get a chance to connect a little bit and find out more about our community. And that's our theme, community theater in our community, because we've had such great support, Talus Bay Players has, for years and years, 38 years of community involvement and support, and we wanted to showcase that.
Okay.
So Donna will tell you more about how we're going to do that.
All right. So Friday night, meet and greet, and that's at Wits End, which is on US 23 there in East Dallas, right?
And that's going to be like from 5 to 9.
Okay. All right. And then, Saturday is a big day, isn't it?
Well, before we forget, on Friday night, we also have the Dine Around. Anybody who comes in early, we're hosting at four different locations, four different restaurants, so that they have a group atmosphere with theater people, and they can keep the conversation going and just experience our local restaurants.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to showcase, is what we have here in the Tawases.
Very nice. And then you could go to the Playhouse and see the play?
And they can see the show that night. Yeah. Absolutely, yes.
The Marvelous Wonderettes. And then a little later at the Twisted Twins Emporium, there's something going on?
Yeah, that's something that Sue set up. They get to make masquerade masks.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Really?
And it'll be something different.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, different and fun.
Yeah. All right. And then a little later on, you can just kind of relax at the lounge there, right?
Yeah, back at the beach resort, for theater people, if they want to come and talk, and anybody who's interested in theater at all, to come and just experience it and just get some ideas.
And that's kind of the thing, isn't it?
Yeah. You don't have to be involved in theater to attend this. Maybe you want to just explore it as a possible interest or hobby, and this is a good chance to get to meet some folks and see what's going on.
All right.
And the drive. You can't beat the drive.
I know, it's beautiful. You're right about that. Well, that's Friday night. And then Saturday, as we mentioned, a full day. Let's talk about what's happening on Saturday, Donna.
On Saturday, we kick off with registration in the morning at 8 a.m. And I believe Brew Crew might be opening up early for us to have coffees, because we know, we're trying to get these people into our businesses.
Nice, yeah.
And we have workshops scheduled all morning until 12:30 at the beach resort. A couple of them, we have auditioning, comedy acting, a couple that are specific for musicals. And I think we have one that Sue's going to be talking at with our talking about our very own dinner theater.
You know, we've done some murder mysteries that have gone over really big. And so I've invited another theater group that does murder mysteries to come and share their experience. And we're going to share our experience, too. So that'll be a fun one for me.
Very nice. A whole day of presentations and workshops open to everyone who would like to come out. And then in the evening, more great food.
Well, actually, right after lunch.
Oh, really?
We kick them loose at lunch.
Okay.
And then we put the workshops in the afternoon out in the community. There's going to be one at Wits End in regard to youth, getting youth involved in your theater so that you get that next generation coming up.
Sure.
We also have at the art gallery, we've got a makeup for special effects and how to do stage makeup, because it is so different than just street makeup. We also have one at the Brew Crew, which is going to be about PR and how to get people interested in your theater, which is something that we're very, we have wonderful support here, but also one at our own Playhouse, because we are so unique that we worked with the city to get our playhouse.
Right.
A lot of theaters do not have their own location, so that we have that, we have that experience to share with them.
Yeah, we have a home, and a lot of theater groups don't.
Yes.
I see. So all right. So that is a unique thing. Yeah. All right. And then, let's see, then there's dinner that night, right?
Yeah.
Dinner. Yeah,
KFC.
Dinner at the night.
Wow. Knights of Columbus are going to put a wonderful dinner on for us very generously, and we're looking forward to doing some things there besides dinner. We've got some raffles and
we have some drawings,
awards,
yep.
and okay. things that are going to go on. So,
wow.
Be yep. a nice evening.
Yeah, we've had a lot of, in regard to the drawings, we've had a tremendous support from the community to bring our goal was with our community is to bring people back to
right.
our community who have never either they've either never been here or they've only been here once. So we want things to bring them back. We've got Uncorked has kicked in some passes to their event. Blues Fest has kicked in some
nice.
Passes to their event.
Perchville
has kicked in.
Wow.
I mean, there have been it's just tremendous support across the board from all of our businesses.
And we have some overnight stays that have been gifted to us at
yes.
cottages and B&Bs. And so we're really hoping these people will go Tawas.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to Tawas.
Yeah, it's to get them. The goal was to get them to come back.
Nice. Terrific. It sounds like a great time. Now, how do people get registered for this? What do they need to do?
Well, they can call me directly, 362-5525. I can email them some of our forms. They can go right online to the Tawas Bay Players site, website, and they can download the forms. They can also show up either Friday night at Wits End with the registration in hand, or they can show up Saturday morning at 8 a.m. at the beach resort with their registration in hand
okay.
with $60. And that's what it's going to cost. But it's a tremendous opportunity for people who, if they're in their retirement years, to try something new.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just something that was in the back of your mind that, hey, maybe it might be something I might enjoy.
And that $60 per person is all inclusive, right?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Dinner,
nice.
The show,
wow.
and all the workshops yeah. that they want to attend.
Excellent. Yeah, and again, some great workshops, so learn more about it. This is a community theater in our community hosted by the Tawas Bay Players coming up on Friday, May 13th, Saturday, May 14th, a couple of big days. And again, one more time, the phone number if they want more information or would like to get registered for this.
362-5525.
All right, and a website again?
Website is tawasbayplayers.com.
There you go. All right. Well, Tawas Bay Players members, board members, Sue Duncan, Donna Thomas, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.